This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block.
And in Jerusalem this week, this is Robert Siegel. All week we've been hearing from young people in the region. Yesterday it was a group of Palestinian students at Bir Zeit University on the West Bank. Today, four students at Tel Aviv University, who are all active in the student union there. They all did their military service after high school. Adi Weinberg studies accounting. Liron Zaiden studies economics. Anat Confortis, the one woman in the group, studies political science, and Boaz Toporowski studies political science and law. They are politically divided, but they're united on one score. When asked what they're most concerned about in the future, it's not their security, it's the economy. First, Liron.
This is the most, the most disturbing area field in Israel right now, is the economic side. All that has a relationship with education and earning money after the university, and not all of the people are sure that they're going to find work at the same field that they've studied.
And not your nodding. This is your experience as well?
Yeah, I think that from my experience, when people in my age or in older age, when they decide to leave Israel, it's not because of the terror, not in the afraid from the terror. It's usually about from economic reasons. They got better jobs abroad, better education abroad, and this is the reason people decide to leave outside of Israel, and it's not the terror. The terror is something that you can live with it. We hope it's going to stop, but it's not the reason not to be here.
Boaz, you hopefully you'll be able to stay here and
I'm going to stay here anyhow. This is like my ideology to stay in Israel. This is my home, and even if things are rough, we need to stay here and work it out. And I agree with my friends there. The problem is only education. Education and investment of the government in the citizens, in education, in transportation, in everything, in economics, everything. The problem is that instead of the government to invest more in each citizen, she's running out of investment, and she's saying, no, they'll work it out by themselves. We just need to worry about making peace, and that's it. I believe peace will come to us anyhow, whether we like it or not, because the other option, war, is not in favor of anyone.
But do you think the role of government is to take a more active role in the economy?
Of course.
Adi, are you confident about that?
I'm quite confident in what's going to happen 5 years from now, because to my opinion, I think that I want to be optimistic and to hope that the peace will come at the end. But this is not what I'm worried about. As Boaz said, I'm very worried about the government role in our life as citizens here. The security issue has become the most important issue in Israel during the last 56 years that we exist here. But we can't run all the time from and hide from other problems that we have, like education, health, and just go on with that.
It is a...
I think some of our listeners in America are surprised to hear four Tel Aviv University students, when asked about, you know, what does the future hold for you, all of you just dismiss terrorism very quickly. It's a problem, it's there, and you get straight to the problems of the economy. I mean, we hear so much about Israel's security problems and the threat of terrorism that it's a little surprising not to hear you remark on that longer. Liron, you said right away that's not the main problem.
You've been in Israel for how long? Have you been in Israel, Robert?
Well, on this trip for a couple of weeks.
For a couple of weeks. And how many terror acts have there been in this couple of weeks?
No, remarkably little.
None. Exactly.
So, and not when Liron said there have been no terrorist attacks, you knocked on wood.
Yeah, because this is my view about terror. You can't really deal with it. That's why I think it doesn't affect my life directly, because economic is something that I know we can change. I can change the view. I can change what people think about economic. I can make people be more involved in their life and change things, and this is, I think, it's more important.
Adi?
Well, I think that Liron and me spent 4 years in the army, and we know how to deal terror. We know that there is a very strong army that takes care of us. Sometimes it succeeds, sometimes it does not, but we have nothing to do with it. We just have to keep on with our lives and just, you know, look for all kind of things that we want to do, we want to achieve, we want to learn, we want to live. So let me tell you something. First of all, though I'm right-winded, I think that we have to go out the Gaza Strip.
You think we should go out?
Yeah.
Even though you're from the right?
Yeah. But there are all kind of issues that cannot be solved in one day, like the refugees problem. I must tell you, refugees from the years before 67 or 48 will not come back here. They have Jordan, which is a Palestinian land. Either way you look at it.
The majority of the population,
yeah,
you're saying, in Jordan
Palestinian.
Is by origin
so
Palestinian.
They have Jordan, and they, in every war or battle or how you call it, there are winners and losers.
Do you think it's important to make compromises toward peace with the Palestinians in order simply to improve your economic life here in Israel?
Of course.
But,
peace is the gate to everything, as far as I see. The minute there's going to be peace, it's the minute where we have more money to invest instead of the army and the settlements, to invest in economics and education and health, and also to invest in the Palestinian state in order to improve their life, which will raise with our life. So peace is the catalyzer for everything else.
The catalyst.
Yeah.
Do you three all agree with that? Or do we have a dissent here from Liran?
It depends what exactly are the compromises. I mean, these people, the Jew people, have waited for almost 2,000 years to come back to Israel. Now, I don't believe that for a better economic or for, I don't know, a few more bucks, people would give up Jerusalem, for example, which is something that the Palestinians today do want. They want to have part of Jerusalem, and I believe that the majority in Israel are not willing to bring Jerusalem. They want a lot of things that we can't give in because it's my country. I'm not going to give everything up just to have a better economics. If I really want a better economics, I can live in another country. This is my country.
For Israeli students at Tel Aviv University, it would be nice to conclude that the students I interviewed in the West Bank and in Tel Aviv offer some hope of mutual understanding or a common definition of peace, but that would be a real stretch. If they share a common legacy of the past 4 years, it's that they all sound weary of a cycle of violence in which each side sees the other as the initiator.